What's worse than starting a, oh, let's say a Sunday morning 12-hour shift? You're staring down the barrel of a long, tough day, and you think, I'm going to be positive. This is going to be good. You pick up your chart. Oh, God, dizzy. What could be worse than this? Actually, you guys tell me. Let's warm up the system here. Let's get an ABC question here. What could be worse than starting with a dizzy patient? Could be your first chart's a fibromyalgia mother-daughter team who've recently developed electromagnetic hypersensitivity syndrome, and they need your help. By the way, guess who's allergic to Tegretol and Elavil and stuff like that? Could be, take your pick, narcissistic or borderline personality disorder brought in by the police for a suicidal gesture. Sure enough, there's an empty bottle of tricyclic in their pocket, but they're not tachycardic, they're not anticholinergic, their EKG is normal, which means you're stuck with their wide awake self for the next 6 hours while they declare themselves clear. Or that same dizzy chart reappears, but this time it's 20 minutes before the end of your shift and your boss has taken over for you, so there's no way you can slide it back in the rack and pick up the ankle sprain. What I'm hoping to give you guys in the next 20 minutes or so is a couple of simple tools that is going to make you decide that that dizzy patient's probably not such a bad one to pick up. It's actually kind of a fun case to work through. I don't know if people are really answering. This was kind of facetious here. As EM docs, as doctors on the floor taking care of patients, what's our real question when we pick up a chart and we go into a room? What we're really worried about is danger, right? I don't want to miss something that's going to cause my patient to suffer. I don't want to screw up and miss something that's going to cause me to wind up in court or have my license challenged. I'm all about making sure that I don't miss something bad